I'm Heath Ellison. I'm the Agricultural and Natural Resources Manager. Work for the Environmental Programs and Services Department at the Iowa Soybean Association.
Sustainability is one of the issues that is being discussed at the research conference. Give me a little bit about the importance, how that's increased here over the last few years.
Yeah, well, sustainability is something that we're hearing a lot more about. And it's, what's interesting is where we're hearing it from. We're hearing it from end users. We're hearing it from our food processing companies. We're hearing it from the consumers buying products that contain soy and our protein end users. And they're requesting that the industry look at sustainability and what's going on and what we're doing on our farms and in our fields. How can we improve what we're doing? How do we document the good things we're doing? It's all wrapped up into sustainability, and it's something that we're having to address more at the national level, but also locally with individual farmers.
And, of course, it's something that's being addressed as well on an international level, and that foreign customers want to know just how sustainability these farmers in the United States work. So how is that being addressed?
Yeah, very much so. The soy industry has come together. The American Soybean Association, the United Soybean Board, and the United States Soybean Export Council have come together and created the United States Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol. And you can find information about that on USB's website. But it's the document that's being used particularly overseas, but also domestically here a little bit, to demonstrate the tools and the processes and the regulations and requirements that are already in place. That were required, farmers are required when they participate in conservation plans, work with FSA, the auditing that goes on, the field testing and tools and all the different things that we farmers have to do to run their operations now. So the Sustainability Assurance Protocol kind of encapsulates that and talks about what is being done, but it also talks a lot about the need for continuous improvement. So we recognize we've made great strides, particularly since the early 80s, and changing in how we produce our soybeans and how sustainable we are in our soybeans. But we need to continue to improve, and that's what the end users are looking for. So that protocol is being used internationally with clients. It's being talked about domestically, and it's a very important part of this puzzle.
As long as sustainability has been talked about, we've also been asking the question about what does it mean? How do you respond when somebody says, what does this mean?
Well, you know, that's one of the challenges with sustainability. It's kind of a beauties in the eye of the beholder kind of thing. It depends on how you're looking at it, what sustainability means. I like to go with a definition along the lines of we want to, you know, minimize our impact on our negative impact on our natural resources. We want to maximize our positive impact, but we want to do so in a manner that continues to increase our profitability and to achieve the long-term goals of the farming operation.
How do we do that?
You know, there's a number of things you can do. One of the things that we do at the Iowa Soybean Association is the work through our on-farm network, so on-field trials and in-field testing, strip trials and testing. We do a lot of work with farmers on conservation planning. I think a conservation plan is a very important part of this process because the conservation plan helps establish the baseline. We don't know how much we've improved if we don't know where we're starting. So you can work with NRCS or work with us through our programs to come out and look at soil loss on your farm and to look at your nutrient use efficiency and some different things to determine where are you starting at. And then we can help using our programs and cost share programs through NRCS to help lay out a strategy to make those improvements.
And it's nice to know that something is being produced in a sustainable manner, but what's in it for the producer?
That's an interesting question. Obviously, if you're being sustainable, it's good for your bottom line. It's good for the long-term viability of your business. At the industry level, we're having those discussions with end users. If they want additional documentation and if they want additional demonstration of what we're doing, there needs to be some value to that. And those are discussions that are ongoing and will continue to be ongoing.
Let's talk about conservation planning, because that is certainly one of the building blocks of sustainability. I understand that you're working with producers in Iowa to increase that.
Yeah, definitely. It's an important part of the work we do. As a matter of fact, we have an active project that we're just getting started where we're looking for some farmers to work with to put together some whole farm conservation plans that include some of the more cutting edge technology and concepts such as adaptive nitrogen management. This is a watershed based program, and we're looking for farmers in the East and West Nishnabotna, the Boone River, the Upper Cedar and Middle Cedar River watersheds, and the Turkey River watershed to participate in that project.
And also, what's the work being done with that involves other states?
Yeah, so Iowa Soybean Association has participated in several different projects, one of which was our STARS project, Strategies Targeting American Agriculture and Responsible Soy. That was a six-state project working with the checkoffs, the soybean checkoff organizations in South Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. That project ran from 2010 to 2012 and involved conducting energy assessments with over 500 farmers across those six states. And we've kind of built on that project with a new multi-state soy sustainability for continuous improvement initiative, where we're working with those same states and looking at taking that data we collected, identifying farmer champions, and then building events around those farmer champions where other farmers can come in and hear about what they have going on and what sustainability is and some of the different things. So you'll be hearing more about that across Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, and Illinois over the next year or two.